Okay, this is today, 23rd, Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review. Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y, for patient seen on the 21st. E-Y, four-month-old baby with cough, congestion, heavy breathing, swab test negative, and doing better today, no medications given. They were happy with the care. Next patient is B-B. 84-year-old woman on hemodialysis, comes in with vomiting, diarrhea, was treated with blood pressure of 220 over 88, given clonidine, Zofran, labetalol, and white count 31,000, creatinine 7. Had similar symptoms with C. difficile earlier, but since patient is a hemodialysis patient, patient was transferred out. She did not answer her phone. Next patient is EH, 7-year-old baby with seizure. White count 7,000, temperature 101.7. Heart rate 136. Positive for flu, positive for strep. Blood sugar 99, white count 7,000. Given Rocephin IV fluid, Toradol sent to emergency room at Children's. CT of the head was negative. They observed the patient, then released the patient. Mom was happy with the care. BB is a 41-year-old male, comes in with leg pain. X-rays of the knee was negative. D-dimer was negative. Diagnosed bursitis, treated with Motrin. He did not answer the phone. This patient is KS, 29-year-old woman with hip pain after hitting a deer. She's still having pelvic pain. X-rays were negative. I told her she needs to see her doctor and get a CT scan if the pain continues. She was happy with the care received by Dr. Maroney. Next patient is PU, is a 28-year-old male with low back pain, status post-fall at home, complaining of coccyx pain. X-rays were negative, given Toradol, no other meds. He's in a lot of pain. He upset that he didn't get any meds. Can't see his doctor till next week. And X-rays did not show any fracture. I told him about using a donut. And he was perturbed with Dr. Maroney. SW is a 60-year-old male, comes in with dizziness, fatigue, feeling like he's going to pass out, blood pressure 190 over 77. Dr. Maroney ordered the swab test, CBC, CMP, UDS, cardiac workup, chest x-ray, EKG, they were all negative. Diagnosed him with chronic fatigue syndrome. Patient had never been on blood pressure medications or any other medication. UDS was only positive for THC. Patient's wife is a respiratory therapist at a different facility. She said she was going to complain and put a Google review for the hospital regarding the fact that Dr. Maroney did not give her husband any blood pressure medicine. For blood pressure 190 over 77, it came down on its own to 165 over 90 at the time of discharge. Still no medication given. The doctor didn't explain why she was acting like that, except that I don't give blood pressure medicine. This is an emergency room, in quotation. She was quite upset. I was able to assure her that I was going to make the complaint for her regarding her experience. And she liked that idea. I'm not sure why no medication was offered to keep the blood pressure down, since all the workup was done. The patient could have been given blood pressure medication to saw his PCP. Next patient is JP. He's a 37-year-old male with allergic reaction, swollen eyes and swelling around the penis. The patient was diagnosed with candidiasis, allergic reaction, treated with nystatin. And Zyrtec No blood sugar was done. The phone number that was left was a bad number. Penile candidiasis are often signs of undetected diabetes. Next patient is SE, is a 42-year-old woman with cough congestion, diagnosed with exacerbation of asthma, treated with Z-Pak, prednisone. She said she's a little bit better, and Dr. Maroney was real sweet, in quotation. Next patient is EC, a 66-year-old male with low back pain, wrist pain after falling down at home. Patient has chronic low back pain, so is on Tramadol. She was received a dose of Toradol in the emergency room. No back x-rays were done, but the x-rays of the wrist were negative. He says that his back is killing him. He is not happy with the care he received. He refuses to go back to Texas Emergency. He wants to probably go to a different emergency to get checked out for his back. I even told her that my back is hurting more than my wrist, but she never x-rayed it. Wrist x-ray was negative, and he was sent home with no meds, although he did say he has Tramadol at home. Next patient is RS, is a 27-year-old male with the hits of schizophrenia, was brought in by the police. When questioned, he said he just was looking for a lighter to light a cigarette. He did not appear to be a danger to himself or others, so he was released after blood work and EKG was done, and I was not able to get a hold of the patient. Next patient is PB, a 76-year-old female with right-sided abdominal pain. CT scans show some sort of mass in the lower abdomen. White count stable, blood work stable. Patient was sent to Methodist, and regarding the mass in the abdomen, pelvis, and the phone number that was left was a bad number. Next patient is PB, is a 61-year-old woman with yeast infection, urine analysis, CBC, CMP negative, treated with diflucan, Nizoril, doing better today, was happy with the care, but she said Dr. Maroney, in quotation, could have been more friendly, quotation close. Next patient is JM, is a 39-year-old woman, comes in with dizziness, feeling floaty, throwing up, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UPT, TSA, chest x-ray, CT, cardiac workup, CT of the head, cardiac workup was negative. She was diagnosed with middle ear issues, treated with meclizine. She felt like Dr. Maroney was very rude. She looked in my ears and said, you have ear infection causing your dizziness, never came back, never explained the blood work, never talked to me again after getting all the blood work done, only gave me meclizine and no antibiotics. Next patient is MP, is a 19-year-old with toothache, treated with Amoxil and Motrin. She did not answer the phone. That's it.